Those of you who are reading through the Bible in a year know that this today the psalm is Psalm 82. Those of you who've already read it for the day know that I will not be opening from that psalm. That is a psalm for the millennium. It's a time of judgment before the millennium. And so we're going to reach back into yesterday's psalm. And we're going to look at verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 81, if you'd like to turn there. Because this is what we're supposed to do. This is also called a millennial psalm, and it speaks of a day to come. But as we receive Jesus Christ in our life, we can celebrate this psalm today. We don't have to wait for the future, but we can do it today. In King James, it says, sing aloud unto God our strength. Who's your strength?
Jesus.
God is our strength. Amen. Make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you have beautiful singing voices? Shannon, Alan, raise your hands. Kevin,
not really.
Raise your hands. Right. The rest of us can just make a joyful noise, right? Amen. To whom? To the God of Jacob. Take a psalm, bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. And Message says it a little easier. It says, a song to our strong God, a shout to the God of Jacob,
Amen.
Anthems from the choir, music from the band, sweet sounds from the lute and harp. And that's exactly what we're going to do this morning. We're going to sing glory hallelujah with everything that's within us. And they're going to play the instruments like they've never been played before. So let's stand before we worship and let's say it from the Message. A song to our strong God. A shout to the God of Jacob. Anthems from the choir. Music. From the band, sweet sounds from the lute and harp.